Welcome back to RSN Central. Now, big announcement from the Meadows today regarding one of their premier races, and Ash Baker, the CEO of the Meadows, now joins us. Good morning to you, Ash.
Good morning, Gareth.
What can you tell us?
Well, last night, the directors of the Melbourne Greyhound Racing Association unanimously voted for an increase in prize money for the Australian Cup in 2020, which is obviously a feature Group 1 event run late in the summer. It will now go to $300,000 to the winner, which is an overall $72,000 cash injection to the total prize money for the event. So that's a really big jump for us. That's up $50,000 to the winner from last year.
So that's terrific news there. So it's a good time to own a greyhound at the moment. So if you win, you get $300,000. If you run second, you get $86,000. And if you run third, $43,000.
Yeah, that's correct. Look, this is our feature event on our racing calendar. And it's important to make sure that we're creating these opportunities for the industry participants to really win what can be life-changing races for some owners and trainers in our industry. And it's, we'll continue to work over the coming years to keep building this event and hopefully keep injecting more prize money as the event goes on.
Okay, so the race is sponsored, of course, by the sponsor of this show, the TAB, so great supporters of greyhound racing. And then eventually, maybe one day, you continue to increase the prize money for the Australian Cup because the talent of the greyhounds, especially in this state, is pretty good at the moment.
Absolutely, and that's on display this Saturday night over in Perth for the Nationals Finals. We've got a very strong hand in both the sprinting and staying finals, and there's a good chance that those titles will come home back to Victoria. So we have got a great population of greyhounds and some quality dogs going around, and really looking forward to continuing building this race up over the years to come.
Thank you very much for that, Ash. Congratulations on the news.
Thanks, Gareth. Cheers.